This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. Opening day baseball. Masters getting underway. A little bit later, they had some rain overnight, a lot of rain, and they've delayed the tee times by about a half hour. So Tiger's going to tee off around 11 o'clock, and we'll keep an eye on it. We're going to talk to Wright Thompson, one of the best writers in America, not just sports writers. He works for the Mothership. He's done profiles on Urban Meyer, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. When he goes in, he goes in. He takes a deep dive, and we thought he'd be great. He'll join us from Augusta as he's writing about Tiger Woods there. Mike Piazza, the Hall of Famer, will join us a little bit later on. He's in Italy, and Fritzy tracked him down. We thought he might be a good guy to talk to about the new technology that catchers are going to have, that they're going to have a device on their wrist, and they're able to signal to the pitcher, communicate with the pitcher of a pitch and location without putting down a sign so nobody can steal the signs. So we'll ask Mike Piazza what he thinks about the new technology and what could go wrong. Yes, Eaton.
Who?
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
It is Mike Piazza.
He'll join us from Italy in the final hour of the show. Man, that sounds like a pretty good gig if you're Mike Piazza. Yeah, Paul.
He lives there full time now?
I don't know. I know he went to the Mets camp, but I think his wife is from there.
I've been to Vero Beach, Florida, and I've been to Italy. I know where I'm living.
Yeah, Seton.
He like did the thing where, you know, if you're sitting around and you're like, man, if I won the lottery, I'd move to Italy and do it. He did that.
Yeah.
He did that.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner. They provide you with the opportunity to watch this show and also our radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and the nearly 400 cities around America that carry this award-nominated program. We got nominated again.
Yay!
Yay! Best Daily Studio Show. That's, I think, 5 years in a row, I think. We're Gonzaga, I think. Now, we get nominated. People have high hopes for it. Well, we have high hopes, and then we eventually crash and burn. But who knows? Maybe this year is the year. I keep saying it's better for our brand if we don't win the Sports Emmy.
You already had 4 years of that content.
I know.
Back to back to back. Let's let's change it up a little. Let's try to see what a year's worth of winning looks like.
I don't know what it's going to do to you guys. That's what I'm worried about. Then all of a sudden, maybe you change and you don't even realize you've changed. Yes, Paulie.
As I've said the last 4 years, I'm already kind of a jerk. Might as well get the hardware. You know, my mantle is barren.
Yes, Todd.
When do you go from lovable losers to just plain losers after how many years of being nominated and not getting it?
Well, the Cubs did it for 108 years, so we got 108 nominees. 108 years. Yeah, Paul.
So Outstanding Daily Studio Show, 5 straight nominations. My biggest fear is the Monday after we don't win or whatever day of the week
no,
it is.
No, it's Tuesday they announce it at the... It's the end of May.
Okay. Jim Kelly of the Bills calls and says, how's it feel to lose 5 in a row? You know?
Wow.
Susan Lucci.
Oh, yeah. I think she was 17.
It might have been 18 that she was nominated. The daytime Emmys, and I think it was 18 that she whiffed on. Yes, Seton.
I have a little bit of problem with SportsCenter being nominated.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I agree.
Because... not all 17 hours of SportsCenter per day can be that great. I feel like you got to pick one.
Oh, okay.
There's 37 different hosts and 150 million different producers doing all different times a day. Which one is the one that's nominated? The 11 or the 6?
That's true.
Or are they both that great?
That is true.
Just saying.
Maybe they should take a 3-hour window sample and then say... now judge SportsCenter on that.
Some of them are probably better than others. No offense.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And a lot of it is highlights. So how do you compare highlights to 3 hours of a talk and banter and comedy and all the things we attempt to do? I'm just curious how that works.
Yes. Yes, Paulie.
Like, is the Randy Scott SportsCenter the one that's nominated this year? Or is it the Scott Van Pelt SportsCenter? Because those are different times of day.
Right.
Sage Steele.
Right.
Yeah. Hannah Storm.
I have all the nominees, Dan, if you want to hear them.
Okay.
NASCAR Race Hub on FS1.
Now, I think that's a big problem. NASCAR.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That NASCAR Race Hub, where that's the one, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, crap. Ooh.
Big fan base.
Uh-oh.
But we're friendly with the NASCAR peeps. We've had a lot of NASCAR
games. Yeah, that's true.
But if you look back, we lose to specialized shows like that, and that's the one.
Is MLB tonight in there?
They're taking the year off beating us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rich Eisen Show is
Rich
in there.
Rich Eisen Show.
Yay.
Good Morning Football, our buddy Pete Schrager.
Ooh.
All right. All right, Schrades.
They're sneaky good.
We know Kyle Brandt. We know Nate Burleson.
Yeah, Kay Adams. Yeah, they're sneaky good.
Big shocker, Pardon the Interruption made it again.
Come on. The guys work 22 minutes a day.
If that.
No, you put in commercials, it's 22 minutes. Yeah, Seton.
And then right next to their 22 minutes, somehow on equal footing, is 37 hours a day of SportsCenter.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And NASCAR, they just make one long left turn. We make lots and lots of left turns over 3 hours every week.
See? We're working on our tape for next year.
There you go.
I like it. Okay. I like that, Todd. Who else is
that's
that?
That's it. Us, NASCAR Race Hub, Rich Eisen Show, Good Morning Football, Pardon the Interruption, SportsCenter.
Okay. I don't want to talk bad about anybody, and we're happy to be nominated. When we lose, I might say something negative about, the show that wins. Yeah, Paul.
Would it be fair to say there's some shows you're wishing more luck than others in this grouping?
No names. Yeah, there could be. Yes, Marvin.
Now, if we win this year, what would be the biggest difference between the past 4 years and this past year?
Well, no.
Marvin looking around.
Hold on, Marvin. You can't say we because you weren't part of what this is based on, and that's the previous year.
Marvin's got the wrong year, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, Marv.
This is Andrew's last year.
If we don't get nominated next year, then we're going to be able to go.
That's cold.
It's going to be Marvin.
So what changed this year as opposed to the previous 5?
No, we want to invite McLovin to sit with us when we go to the Sports Emmys.
Is that official?
Yeah. Wow. I want McLovin deserves to be there.
He's going to sit amongst us or with us?
I would like to have him sit amongst with us. Yes, Seton.
Would you roll the dice this year with an Emmy nom or take a guaranteed win next year?
Oh, I don't want to win just to spite McLovin.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
It would be good content.
I mean, it would be good content. Yes. And, you know, that would embolden Marvin so he'd feel a little bit more like one of us.
A guaranteed win, though, or, well, let's see what happens this year.
I'd rather see what happens. Yes, Fritzy.
Which one of us would they not be handing the award to? Who would be the least safe to actually handle the award?
Marvin.
That's a little shot I took.
You took a shot at Marvin.
A tiny hand shot.
That Emmy statue is ginormous.
Yeah. You know what?
It's not necessary. We should practice this.
Wow. We should practice this during the commercial break. One of the sports Emmys. I could get one of those down off the trophy shelf, and then we could hand it to Marvin and see how he does. Man, small hands, Joe. Could we ask for a smaller sports
probably.
Emmy?
Probably. They could probably do that.
All right. What's the poll question we have today, Seton?
Dan, we have got a couple of Paul Pabst options that are always a lot of fun.
You know, when you walk in, not many places you walk into, and some, you know, another man says, I've got a hot poll for you. And I go,
thank you.
All righty.
Great.
All right. And I know what Paulie's talking about.
Sports radio or a steam bath. Those are only two. Here you go. You can go to a baseball game, like a Major League Baseball game, but you can only do one. Eat anything you want. Go to the concession stands. Eat all nine innings. Or have beers. That's a toughie.
Oh, boy.
Imagine going nine innings without a beer, but nine innings without a brat or a hot dog or whatever, nachos and a helmet.
Oh, I would take the beers.
That's a ridiculous answer.
Why?
Hot dogs, nachos, pretzels, ice cream.
Well, you don't drink
beer.
Have a
Coke, have a bottle of water.
That's Fritzy's first three innings, by the way.
But yeah, yes. But not everybody can eat that much in a nine-inning game. There's a chicken sandwich and the fries and the hot dog and the burger.
I saw you at the Mavs game. That was years ago.
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
And you had not. I think there were nachos in there. All I saw was cheese. And I went, oh, my God.
I think I had a hot dog in one hand, a hamburger in the other hand, and nachos, like, in my lap.
And my favorite part of that is Todd described it as, I was partying pretty hard.
Yeah.
To me, that's the
I was partying pretty hard.
I had like, a food buzz going with my giant Mountain Dew and my, it's great, giant pretzel bounced on my head, whatever you got to do.
What are the other poll questions?
Well, you know what's funny, too, about that one? There's something about sitting in the stands of a sporting event that make you very thirsty and very hungry. And I don't know why, but I have a hard time not eating and definitely not having a beer.
Well, if it's a hot Saturday afternoon.
Oh.
Okay, you got to let me know. Is it going to be an April game with the weather, you know, shaky? Then I'm probably having food. But if it's a nice sunny day out there, even though you're having your Dodger dog, I think I'm going to have a beer. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, I've been to baseball games with you, and we could be going to a game in Fairbanks, Alaska.
That's true.
4 degrees, and you'd have a beer.
I went to a game at Wrigley. I think I sang the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game. It was so cold. It was unbelievably cold. It was in the 40s, and you're out there, and I'm drinking a beer behind home plate. And I'm at a ball game. I got to have a beer. There was ice. There wasn't ice in my beer when I got it. There was ice in my beer halfway through it. Yes, Todd.
You once led us to believe we were singing the seventh inning stretch.
No, it wasn't me.
I don't know. You might have been in on that.
I promise you, if I could have been in on that, I would have been in on that. When I sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game and I had the Danettes join me, and then Darius Rucker is the one who texted me, and he said, decent job, but do the Danettes know their microphones weren't on? And I went, oh, my God, they didn't do that.
Yep.
So I went to the Cubs, and I said to somebody, the guy who was the technician, I said, were their microphones on? He goes, no.
Why can't he lie to us? Why can't you lie?
And Fritzy was singing like he was Lionel Richie.
I had my eyes closed.
Fritzy.
My headphones aren't working. I'm not here. Why are my headphones not
no,
working?
No, you had your eyes closed, and it's take me out.
I pretended I was on stage at American Idol, and I was looking for the ticket to Hollywood.
I felt bad. And then I thought, do I break the news to the Danettes? And I thought I should do it just so somebody else doesn't do it. And, yeah, Fritzy, I felt bad.
I'm so bummed. I still have that Cubs shirt, that Cubs hat we have that says like seventh inning stretch singer or whatever. Yeah, I'm still holding on to it.
That was a lot of fun.
It was good content.
Yeah, it was. If you don't know by now listening to this show, it's all about the content. That's what I tell the guys. Look, this may hurt. This may sting a little bit. You may be embarrassed about this. But at the end of the day, what we do is for this audience and its content. And once you get past that, then I think you can live with some of the humor, the digs that we take. Yeah, Paulie.
Remember, we went to Miller Park, and it wasn't opening day, but we got to go to Miller Park, I think our second visit there, and they said one of us could throw out the first pitch, and we put all Fritzy's names in the hat.
You guys set me up so bad.
Well, Fritzy, actually, we set you up to throw out the first pitch at Miller Park.
It was actually a nice thing.
That was a complete honor.
That part was cool, though. Then I watched it back, and I'm all sweaty in this white tank top.
We didn't tell you to wear a
You wore a tank top.
Yeah, I just looked beyond...
But
horrible.
We put a GoPro on Fritzy, too, when he went out there.
He looked like a big kid who had issues.
The thing, too, one, you dress yourself, Todd, so that's not our fault.
It's not.
And you can also say no to some things.
I was so
you can
excited.
Say the words, no, I don't want to do that.
I was so excited that I legitimately was like, you picked my name out of the group. I had no idea that you guys scammed me like that.
Scammed. We did a nice thing.
Scam you.
Because
I'm the butt of so many jokes, I always have to think of it as like, oh, I must look really bad in this shirt, or there's got to be something going on beyond that, just giving me the opportunity.
But no. Seton's your back row guy. He's
if
your
that's
back,
true, then
back,
that was awesome that you guys let me do
back row bro. And he's saying, you can say no. You say no to bets all the time, pie to the face. You go, nope.
I loved going out there and throwing out the first
pitch. Of course you did.
But then I watched it and I'm like, oh, look how I look. They must have like, let's let Fritzy all sweaty and pale in that awful white sleeveless shirt go out there.
Did you need us to tell you
I
that you
looked
like
I thought I kind of looked cute when I looked in the mirror before I went out there. But then after the fact.
Cute?
Yeah, I thought
what
I was having a cute day.
What guy says he looks cute?
I say that. I thought I was having a cute day.
Yes, Paul.
Handsome day, whatever.
In all seriousness, we're in the...
I look cute.
Going off the rails.
Yeah, I took a little peek in the mirror. I'm like, this is a cute
damn, we're only 15
you know
minutes in.
I look cute today.
This little outfit.
I've often checked myself out in the mirror before leaving that saying, I'm having a cute day. And I say, I'm not having a cute day.
In all seriousness, well. Fritzy, here's what happened. We're in the area, and they told us, hey, one of you guys can throw out the first pitch. It was kind of out of nowhere. Seton, Dan, and I went in the corner, and we grabbed a hat, and we were like, you know what? Fritzy get the biggest bang out of this. In all seriousness, we go, Fritzy will get the biggest bang out of this. Let's put Fritzy's name in five times. Then we picked out of a hat. And that's what we did, because we thought you would get the biggest bang out of it.
No
we
question.
Did not know you had a sleeveless shirt underneath. We did not know any of that. It was completely because we thought you would get love it the most.
Well, you know what? That being the case, that was awesome that you guys, as
we
a group,
thought you
to
would
let me
enjoy
that.
It the most.
I think it was one of my, it was a great experience. It was awesome. It really was.
Right, thank you, Tom.
You got it.
All right.
Next time, just check the mirror before you.
Real.
I still think I was having a cute day, just, you know, waist-wise in that shirt. That was a bad decision.
How old are you? 14?
I have cute days, and I have days where I look like I could use some more sleep.
Yes, yeah,
we have another poll question.
Now, let me take
you
a break. I got Wright Thompson coming up. We'll get to phone calls. We got it all. We got it all today. And Mike Piazza, or as Seton likes to say,
Amaya Piazza,
will join us in the final hour of the program. We'll take a break. We'll check in with one of the great writers in America. Wright Thompson joins us from Augusta. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Tax filing deadline right around the corner, and that brings IRS scammers looking to steal your money, personal information, and the most common scams take place on the phone or via email. So be smart. Never give any information out or send money to anyone over the phone. Always ask for everything in writing and only interact with websites that end with gov.com. It's important to understand how cybercrime, identity theft affect our lives every single day, and we put so much information at risk on the internet. It's cybercriminals could steal what's yours, sometimes even harm your finances, your credit. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year using the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Real credit card questions require real people. Somebody who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. He's Wright Thompson, ESPN senior writer, joining us from Augusta. What baseball hat do you have on there?
This is one of the Atlanta Braves minor league affiliates. So I'm they were handed out minor league hats in the press room. So I had to find, you know, the closest to the Braves I could get.
All right. Looks good. Are you in the press room right now?
I am, in fact, in the press room right now.
All right. Conditions and how will they affect today's golf, in particular Tiger?
Well, I mean, it rained all night at our rental house. I mean, it was keeping everybody up. It was raining that hard, and it rained all this morning. Rays Creek is up. I mean, as you know, they have incredible technology here, so they can suck a lot of water out of the fairway, but it'll be a slog for the fans moving around. I mean, they can get the water off the course, but everything else will be a mud pit.
How's that going to affect Tiger?
Like anything that makes walking harder. I mean, I think cold in the morning is hard. I mean, he talked about that the other day, that, you know, his leg is full of plates and rods and screws. And, you know, there's something there's something interesting and beautiful about watching his main opponent now just be the ravages of time and injury as opposed to other golfers. Walking is hard for him.
You know, you start to look at this, and it feels like it's an optimistic bet that the gamblers are saying that Tiger making the cut, Tiger winning. And one sports book in Vegas said the realistic odds are about 200-1. What chances would you give Tiger to win the Masters?
You know, you learned a long time ago in professional sports writing that the rules are, every dinner is $24.99 and don't ever bet against Tiger Woods. And so, I mean, I would never do that. And, I look up at I'm looking right now at the people who are starting and, you know, I don't see a lot of guys who want to go head to head with Tiger on the back nine on Sunday if he can get there. So, 200-1, sure. I mean, 14 months ago, this guy was in a hospital bed. He stayed there for 3 months and then into a wheelchair and then into crutches and then a step, then two steps. So the fact that he's able to walk is staggering. I feel like just seeing him show up here and walk around the course is a Herculean thing to see. I can't imagine him being in contention on Sunday, but if he is, he's very dangerous.
And you've done a deep dive on Tiger. We've talked about this before in some of your appearances. And you said something that stayed with me, and that is that Tiger, there was a stretch where he didn't like golf. He was great at golf, but he didn't like golf. Where is he now in his life, and what does golf mean to him?
I mean, I think he likes playing with his son. I think it's a very, very different game. I mean, you know, the first you and I talked, I think it was, I don't remember the context, but we were talking about, you know, what's he still playing for? And, you know, until he won the Masters several years ago, you have to remember his kids had never actually seen him be Tiger Woods. You know, they didn't remember that. You know, he joked his kids thought he was a YouTube golfer. So, I mean, I think golf is something, you know, he gets to do with his son now. His son came and played his practice rounds here at Augusta with him. In some ways, the pain is probably the point more than the golf, you know, the overcoming of it. It's more of a challenge for him to get out of that bed and walk again than it is to beat the current golfers. Like the challenge, you know, he's a challenge guy, you know, like a lot of people we've covered over the years, Dan. And I mean, just he said something Tuesday that really stuck with me, which is that, you know, he would decide when it was over. And I think that has a lot to do with what we're watching.
You remember the first time you interviewed him?
Do I remember what?
Do you remember the first time you interviewed Tiger?
I remember I was here the year after he won, so in 2003, and he seemed so young and strong and invincible. I mean, that's what I remember. He walked in the room, I was like, this guy's jacked, you know, and now the hairline is in full retreat. He's, you know, has a big upper body, but, you know, he sort of walks like that, you know, the guy walks around the gym and still thinks he's young, you know, I mean, like he kind of has that walk, and he's a 46-year-old man. And, you know, the thing I'm curious about is, as I, you know, I'm excited to watch this today, but I'm curious, like, what is this about for him? You know, I mean, I think if I could give him truth serum, that's what I'd want to know. Like, what is this exactly?
And you've talked about spending time and that he wanted to be a Navy SEAL. You know, that was probably more important to him than whatever golf was going to bring to him.
Right? You know, yeah. I mean, like, you know, we had the book out a couple of years ago, The Cost of These Dreams, that has that story you're talking about, that Tiger story in it. And the through line between that and this is that the overcoming of pain and the overcoming of your own limitations in some ways is more interesting to him than getting around a golf course in less strokes than some of his current peers. You know, I mean, one of the things I've been thinking, he's been thinking a lot about, certainly, is Ben Hogan, who in 1949 was driving his Cadillac from Dallas to El Paso and through the ice and the fog, and a Greyhound bus tried to pass a truck and just hit him head on. I mean, it almost killed him. And then he almost died in the hospital from blood clots. And he came back. They didn't think he was going to walk again. And he came back a very diminished version of himself, in his opinion, but won six more majors. And, you know, Tiger is very well aware that if he would have had his car wreck in 1949, he would not be playing today. But, you know, he was very gracious in thanking the whole army of surgeons and physical therapists and physios. And, you know, I mean, his peers now are people like Ben Hogan, not people like Dustin Johnson.
We're talking to Wright Thompson, ESPN senior writer, joining us from Augusta. I couldn't help but think of you when Urban Meyer was let go by Jacksonville, because you profiled him, and, you know, he's wired differently. What happened? Are you surprised what happened in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer?
You know, I mean, one of the things that's interesting as you know, you write stories for a long time. Some of them, if you're lucky, sort of become even more true as time goes by. And, you know, that Urban story, I think, is in that collection as well, The Cost of These Dreams. But Urban is, when I left him at the end of that story, he felt like a person who was on a knife's edge and could go one of two ways. And, you know, who was aware of his own worst impulses and was working. And actually, you know, in my opinion, at the end of that story, failing to control them. And clearly that seems like what's happened, you know, that enabled, allowed to be the worst version of himself.
You've done so many profiles. I just read one that you did on Mike Krzyzewski called, you know, Coach K's last march or final march, I think.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of guys. Joe Paterno was going to coach until he died. Brett Musburger said that to me. Certain coaches, you know, Bear Bryant, they're just guys, you know, retirement scares people. Does retirement scare Coach K?
I don't think he thinks so, but I also don't think he fully appreciates what life will be like when he's no longer Coach K. I think he's tired. I think, like a lot of guys, he doesn't want to cheat the process, because the joy is in the process, not in the results. You know, the joy of being a basketball coach is staying up all night with your assistants and ordering a 4 a.m. pizza and watching film. I mean, those kind, you know, quick turnarounds off tight travel schedules. So I think the grind is the job, as opposed to being something you endure to do the job. And I just don't think he could do it anymore. And I don't think he was willing to look at himself in the mirror, because, you know, those assistant coaches would have covered for him forever. You know, like Joe Paterno's assistants covered for him. You know, I mean, that was the thing no one wanted to say when all of that was going up, is that he hadn't actually been the head coach in a very long time. And that was not true with Coach K. I mean, he was fully in charge until the last horn blew. And I don't know what he's going to do in retirement. But I think he just couldn't do the job the way he knew it needed to be done.
Who do you think is going to win the Masters?
Oh, man, I'm looking right now. Honestly, I kind of think Rory McIlroy.
Whoa.
I have no factual.
Okay.
You know, I'm fascinated by Rory. I don't know if you ever spent any time with him. I really haven't. But he seems like he is very, very self-aware and, like, understands the ways in which this matters and the ways in which it doesn't. So, I don't know.
I enjoy Rory. He's one of my favorite interviews, because he does give you – he thinks about what you're asking him and gives you an honest answer, or at least the appearance of an honest answer. And that's all we can ask for when we're doing, you know, these interviews.
Well, just for someone to be engaged in the thought experiment of it all.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, you know, I'm not the boogeyman. I have this question, and let's try to figure out an answer to it.
Great to talk to you. I hope the family's good, and I still have to cross paths and have bourbon with you.
Oh, yeah. So Julian Van Winkle is in my master's house this week. He's here for the tournament. So he wanted me to ask you how much of that whiskey was left.
Tell Pappy I probably need another bottle of 15 if I can.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll tell Pappy as soon as you sell us a bunch more books, we'll get you another one.
Great to talk to you, right?
You too, man. Have a great day. Enjoy the tournament.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. That's Pappy Van Winkle. And if you're a bourbon person, then you know about Pappy, and Pappy is very expensive. Not, if you get it, it doesn't cost you a lot. But by the time you get on a secondary market, then it can cost you a couple $1,000s. Yes, Eden.
I don't know if there's a lot of rock stars in the whiskey world, but Julian, who Wright just referenced there, is absolutely one.
Yeah. Yeah, Julian is, he is Pappy Van Winkle. Yeah, Paul.
New poll question. Would you rather attend the Masters or hang out at Wright Thompson's house at the Masters? It's close.
I like Wright Thompson. You know, he's just one of those, he goes where the story is, or he makes it a story, and he's just a wonderful writer. And his ability to profile, but also get into the inner workings. You know, I don't like when we try to play like armchair therapist. You're trying to figure somebody out like that. It's just you figure them out, but you let them sort of figure themselves out. You're not asking these questions as much as they're telling you things. And that's what Wright has this ability to do, is let you sort of discover what maybe you didn't realize about yourself. A couple of phone calls in here, and then poll question, Seton.
Yeah, we had another fun one, actually, based off. This is one from Paulie's. It's slightly tweaked.
Okay.
Based off our guest today, I'd rather have tickets to the Masters this weekend with Wright Thompson or a trip to Italy with Mike Piazza. Excuse me, Michael Piazza.
Oh. Whew.
Because Wright Thompson seems like the kind of guy you could spend a weekend with, sip some drinks, be really, really interesting. A trip to Italy, though, is awesome.
I'm going to take the Masters with Wright Thompson, because if Pappy Van Winkle is there, then I got beverages, and I'm going to have stories with Wright Thompson all night long.
All night.
And I get to go to the Masters. So, yeah, I would say that. Love Italy. I don't know how much fun Micah Piazza is going to be. Yeah, I'm going to have fun with Wright Thompson. He's like is it bon vivant? I think that's who Wright Thompson strikes me as, a bon vivant. Yes, Paul.
It's a great old phrase. I spent a long weekend with him one night.
Yeah.
You know?
let's see. What do we have here today? Gary in Michigan leads us off. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Gary.
6 foot, 71 year age. 214 pounds.
Like it.
I want to call and I'm glad you got the kudos. And look who's on the screen right now, Seton. That guy makes me laugh. I sit here half the time when I'm listening to your show, Dan, and I have this silly grin on my face waiting for the next exchange from all of you. But Seton's laugh gets me every time. It makes me laugh. And that's what colors my life. But kudos to you guys for the great job you do. Even Mini Hands Marvin.
Okay. All right. A little shot there from Gary. Mini Hands Marvin. Not officially is his name. Yes, Paul.
I wonder if Marvin 4 months ago thought some 70-year-old man down somewhere would be making fun of him on national TV.
Yeah. Gary in Michigan was going to be making fun of Marvin with small hands. Small feet, too. Brian in Tampa joining us. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make it real quick. I do agree with Gary from Michigan that Seton's laugh really is very addictive. But the reason I'm calling is because you are the greatest at having these little one-liners that get lost in the concepts of your conversation. One thing that just came to mind recently was when you were talking about Lionel Richie and you said Lionel Fritzy.
Yeah.
And the conversation just kept on going, but you are great at doing those and then just letting it drop. So I want to say thank you, and please keep it up, because you really make me laugh when you do that.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. We appreciate that. Mike in Rochester. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan the Danettes. 5'10", with no shoes on, 210 pounds. Right. So I'm talking about the sports Emmys, and I think that you are like Susan Lucci. More people tuned in to watch that show to see if she would win. So you guys raised the ratings by not winning.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I mean, I'll give back to the community. If I can help the Sports Emmys, then I will. I'll take one for the team.
We've taken four.
Yes, we have.
Though.
At some point, I don't want to take any more for the team.
We're taking a handful for the team?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I got the details. Susan Lucci was 0 for 18 before she went on her 19th try.
Yeah. I'm not going to be around for 18. Just saying. I'm not. This just in. Breaking news. I'm not talking about retirement. I'm talking about something a little larger than that.
Patrick hints at intimate death.
Something a little larger.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a life retirement?
Yeah. Like
that's a better name than death. Life retirement.
Yeah. But this is where Fritzio, stop. I hate when you guys talk about.
I don't like that,
that
morbid stuff. I don't know why. I don't like death.
But death is coming.
I know. I just don't like talking about it. I like positive, just happy things.
You're not Mr. Positive.
When it comes to that, I don't know. Maybe it's because I had a neurotic mother growing up and every little pimple was like a cancerous growth. And we're running to the doctors constantly. We're alive and well, and let's enjoy the moment.
All right. Mr. Positivity. I feel better now.
I'm glad.
I'm going to live forever now.
But then you were picking out pallbearers on a show and like, what kind of music should we play?
You're just having fun. I mean, come on.
It's going to happen anyway.
Yes. You have fun in life, you have fun in death. Yeah, I get to pick out my pallbearers, maybe some music, what kind of food we have.
There's kids crying in cars all over the place. Daddy, what is he saying? Yeah. What is he saying? Yes. What does that mean?
Yes,
Daddy.
Yes,
Dan, you have three brothers, right?
Yeah.
So there's only three other spots, really, for pallbearers for you at this juncture.
You know, one of my brothers...
He's not making the cut?
I don't think he's that strong enough. Like,
oh, is that the cover for you don't want him?
Well, he's let me down. He might really let me down.
So there might be four spots.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to put my name in there. You know, I mean, I'm not the strongest, but I think I would organize the team with.
I need somebody who's going to cry.
Oh, not me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry.
But I need somebody who's going to cry. Just as they're taking me, you know, down the aisle outside, put me in the hearse. You know, maybe Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil always cries. Always cries.
Maybe you could get Wright Thompson to write your obit or to do a...
Ooh, I like that.
A eulogy or something.
I like it. Yes, Tom.
And didn't we agree upon... That was like the official end.
Well, that's if I'm in a hospital.
Yeah, well, they were about to pull the plug or something. Yeah. Again, I don't like that talk.
Imagine if somebody made that joke right in the moment you died, where it'd be like, okay, let's call it, 9:43 a.m. on Thursday.
Tell the guys to suck it, back row.
Gone.
Just have one wish.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We got our play of the day coming up next. More phone calls as well. Back after this on the Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Let's go!
Check this out.
Durant three. No good. It was short. Rebound Durant. Durant back it out. Irving a three. Guard for Kyrie. Nets a 101-96 lead with 2:40 remaining here in the fourth.
Nets come back from 21 down to beat the Knicks. I like that they try to make this a rivalry. It's not a rivalry. That's courtesy of WFAN, Nets Radio Network. Kyrie averaging 29 points per game over his last five games. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. You can start or continue your collection at PaniniAmerica.net. In fact, Kevin Durant was asked about the so-called rivalry after the game.
Imagine the tweets I've been getting since I decided to come to the Nets from Knicks fans. I mean, they still pissed off about stuff I say, the little jabs here and there. But like I said, it's always love in the streets when I see Knicks fans, always love at the games. But it's a good rivalry to be a part of. And everybody who steps in our building won't realize how big these games are, you know, and felt like a home game to us the last two times in the Garden. And it feels like a home game to the Knicks when they come to the Barclays. So, I mean, it's that's what basketball is all about, stuff like that. And I'm grateful to be a part of it.
I wish it was a rivalry, but it's not. And maybe it will be one day. But I thought Kevin Durant and Kyrie were going to end up with the Knicks and kind of resuscitate that franchise. But they just kept going. You know, they just went right to Brooklyn. All right, more phone calls coming up. Dan in Toledo. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today? Hey, Dan. Bye, Dan. Lucas in Texas joins us. Hi, Lucas. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. I think after the first segment, the only way to introduce myself is 5'9", and feeling a little cute this morning.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say congrats on the Emmy nomination, Sports Emmy nomination. Excited for you guys. But I've always wanted to know, if y'all did win, what do you think would be the most, like, petty or small little request that each of the Danettes would make now that they are, you know, an Emmy Award winner? What do you think that one little or big thing they would request? Just, I mean, not a raise, obviously, but, like, you know, what little thing around the office would you think each one of those guys would request?
Well,
thanks, Dan.
Gosh, I don't know. Well, Fritzy wanted to have a suggestion box.
I've gotten over that since, but there was a time when I was still a little too shy and passive-aggressive.
That was 13 years ago, and Fritzy goes, I think we should have a suggestion box. And so I said, I know your penmanship.
Yeah, that wouldn't really work.
No, I'm going to know who's making
this. Yeah, but you could,
suggestion.
Like the serial killers, you could cut things out of like magazines and newspapers and tape sentences together so you don't know what the handwriting is.
At the time, there was only like four of us working here, so like it wouldn't be very difficult to figure out who made that suggestion.
Yeah, we had two small rooms, and we'd be able to tell who was.
Why is it such a big deal if you don't have at least three guests every day? I wonder who would have put that in the suggestions box. Why do they always get mad about that if you only have like one guest or something?
Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of points, and I do have a stat of the day. But real quick, I do think, Dan, you got snubbed out of the outstanding personality for a studio host. Reese Davis does an excellent job. I just think you're better. So I'm going to put that out there. Secondly, would you ever consider letting Wright Thompson write a book about your time at the mothership? And maybe I could suggest a title. After listening to Dan Orlovsky's interview yesterday, it could be called Life in Seconds. And on that note, I do have a stat of the day for Jason in Nebraska. With losses to the Bucks and Celtics in their last two games, the Bulls have now lost 14 straight games to the current top four seeds in the Eastern Conference. Their last win against either the Heat, Bucks, Celtics, or 76ers, November 1st, 2021.
Close out the first hour. More phone calls coming up. Final hour, Mike Piazza will join us. We also have a segment called Is This a Bad Idea? That's coming up as well. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. One more item, we close out hour one. Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground on its Do Good Village. That's what the village is called. Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. First of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families are going to heal. The foundation's Do Good Village is helping families beyond measure. Now, these are families that they know their neighbors. They understand a community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. Great donation of many acres of land that helped. And your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget these sacrifices. You can get involved by donating $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.